It's 7:38, 22 minutes before 8 o'clock on a Friday, and I'm going to really address this to those that aren't taking it seriously, to those that aren't hunkering down. And I'm going to give you some numbers here, and these numbers are all important. Please understand them. If you have 1,000 Facebook friends, COVID-19 will kill 4 of them before October. If you've got 1,000 people on Facebook that you know, 4 of those people will be dead by October because of this virus. That's how it's spreading. That's the rate of death right now here in the United States. 82,300 people have tested positive. 1,200 of those are dead. Here in Orange County, so far, 187 positive cases with at least one confirmed case right here in Laguna Beach. And I'm absolutely sure there has to be more. You don't think it's going to stop there, do you? With the shortage of equipment and the shortage of protective gear for healthcare workers, you don't possibly think that the numbers will stop there. Our graph continues to skyrocket. Dr. Fauci says we're going to take a second hit in the fall. Remember those numbers. Out of 1,000 Facebook friends that you have, 4 of them will be dead by October. I can't tell you the importance of staying at home. I can't tell you the importance of hunkering down and taking this seriously. But let me give you another number. That number is one. One. One case of COVID-19. That's all we had in America that first week in January. That's what we had here. One. Now, here's a little history for you. And some of you, as I mentioned earlier, might roll your eyes at this piece of history. But please, if you have any sense of right and wrong, listen to what I'm saying. When President Obama first heard about the Ebola case in West Africa, he mobilized every resource under the sun. He had people tested before they got on planes in other countries before they came to America. He had people tested at every airport and harbor and border station. In December of 2013, In December of 2013, an 18-month-old little boy in Guinea was bitten by a bat. After 5 fatal cases, Guinea doctors issued a medical alert. When Ebola finally reached their capital of Conakry in March of 2014, Guinea officials finally pulled a worldwide alarm. What did President Obama do? He activated the Emergency Operations Center in the CDC in Atlanta. The CDC immediately deployed CDC personnel to West Africa to coordinate a response that included surveillance and tracing and testing and education and logistics and communication. Don't roll your eyes. This is actually history here. President Obama then ordered the rerouting of travelers in certain specific airports equipped to handle mass testing. Altogether, the CDC trained 24,655 medical workers in West Africa, educating them on how to prevent and control infectious disease there before it came to our shores. 24,655 medical workers trained by President Obama in the country of origin before a single case ever left the shores of Tripoli. Back here at that time, more than 6,500 people, on top of regular CDC staff, were trained through mock outbreaks and practice scenarios before a single case ever hit America. 3 months after the president activated an unprecedented response on September 30th, 2014, we got our first case of Ebola. That's called the index case. That man had traveled from West Africa to Dallas. He died a week later. 2 nurses who tended to him contracted Ebola and later recovered. That was the only case of transmission of Ebola under President Obama because of what he did 3 months before that first case. Because of what he did to prep for it. When the current president first spoke of COVID-19, he said, "We have one case, a man from China, and we have everything under control." That was the index case. The current president knew the identity of the index case. He knew there was one case in America. And by doing nothing, they let the disease spread unabated, claiming it was a liberal hoax conjured up to make him look bad after the impeachment failed. These are quotes. I'm not making this up. The next time he spoke about COVID-19, we had 64 confirmed cases, but he went before the microphones and told the American public that we only had 15 cases. And pretty soon that number would be close to zero. All the while, the disease was spreading exponentially. You know, we don't call it going viral for nothing. Right now, today, right now, we have 82,300 confirmed cases. Multiply that by each of their 20 contacts. And as you hear me today, know that we finally and first have a case here in our hometown. If we stay in our homes for the next year to 18 months, if we all wear masks and gloves, if we all follow precautions, a million Americans may still die. And if we mess any of that up, if we don't do any of that, more will die. And every drop of blood is on the hands of an incompetent administrator, one who lies about progress and promise, one who prepared our country for the spread of the virus by firing Rear Admiral Timothy Zimmer, the person on the National Security Council in charge of stopping the spread of infectious disease before it reaches our shores. He disbanded the pandemic response team, cut funding to the CDC, and cut our contribution to the World Health Organization. I'm done. I'm done with the incompetence. I can't watch another one of those conferences anymore. I can't watch another press conference and just see the incompetence and know that there are people still defending it. I can't believe there are people still defending that incompetence. If you disagree with me, call me right here. We'll talk about it on air. My number is 949-715-5936. Give me an opposing view if you have one. But I'm tired of seeing the incompetence. People are dying. And now our neighbors are going to be dying. I usually use music as a fallback. I usually use music to soothe me. And sometimes you have to use it to explain things. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.